Hi, it's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
It's the Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure with Susan Miller and Matty Malnick's orchestra. So hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, what are we doing down at the railroad station this morning?
Well, my Uncle Tom went off on his honeymoon, Abbott. He got married again, you know.
Good for him.
Yes, he got married, divorced, and remarried all in one day.
He did?
Yep. Hitched, ditched, and switched all in 24 hours.
Well, is Uncle Tom, is he happy with his new bride, Lou?
No, he spent a couple of $100 on a wedding, and after the ceremony, she took off her false eyelashes, her false hair, her false teeth, and her false lace.
And he spent $100 for the wedding?
Yep. He wound up with $99 worth of parts and $1 worth of girl.
Never mind your Uncle Tom. Why don't you settle down, Lou, and get married?
Oh, I want to marry Esther Williams, but she won't marry me until I become a swimmer.
How do you know?
Well, every time I ask her to marry me, she says to me, "Go jump in a lake." I'm so mad, I'm gonna take some wrapping paper and go over to Nancy's dress shop.
You're going to take some wrapping paper over to Nancy's dress shop?
I'm sick of being tied, and they make some pretty bows over there.
Well, I think I'm safe in saying you are 50% idiot.
Abbott. Why be happy?
Oh, get him out of here.
Before the boys get any further involved in nonsense, here's a thought that makes good sense.
Kids, here's an extra special way to enjoy yourselves every Saturday morning. Just gather around that radio and listen to the Abbott and Costello Kids Show. Here's the show that was designed just for you, with those famous comedians, Abbott and Costello, up to all sorts of hilarious goings-on. Abbott and Costello conduct a whole bunch of contests on their Saturday morning fun fest. Why not see if you can outguess the contestants? In addition to this, you'll hear from many of your favorite stars of stage, screen, and radio. And here's the biggest feature of all. Each week, there'll be an extra special award, consisting of a gold-mounted trophy, radios, bicycles, and sporting equipment, which will go to the boy or girl who has performed the most heroic deed of the week. It sounds like a lot of excitement, doesn't it? Well, it really is. Every Saturday morning, when the Abbott and Costello Kids Show gets underway, it means prizes and surprises galore. So be at your radio Saturday morning when the Abbott and Costello Kids Show is heard over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Cut that out, Costello. Put down that carrot.
The idea of eating carrots in the studio. The doctor told me to eat carrots for my eyes. My eyes have been bothering me, and I've been eating carrots for breakfast, carrots for lunch, and carrots for dinner. Now I can see well in the dark.
From eating carrots?
No, I bought myself a flashlight.
Hey, look, I understand that your club gave you a party for you last night.
Yes, all the fellows were there. At 12 o'clock, they bought a great big cake, 7 feet high. I cut it open and 6 girls in bathing suits jumped out and hugged me and kissed me.
Must have been wonderful.
I don't know. I tasted a bit of cake.
Pardon me. Which one of you gentlemen is Lou Costello?
I'm Lou Costello.
Are you the Lou Costello that lives at 4491 Longridge Avenue?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank goodness I found you in time.
Hey, whoa. What's the idea of ripping my shirt?
Well, I'm from the Vanda Laundry, and we forgot to tear that this morning.
Well, that was Abbott's nephew, folks. He said he'd be a doctor, but by being on this program, he's saving lots of lives.
What do you mean?
Well, he could be practicing medicine.
Now, you lay off normally. He's a very talented boy. He's also a great singer.
Yes, and he sings in all the backyards in my neighborhood. People throw money at him. The other night, he was out in the yard singing, and two guys tried to take the money away from him.
Why didn't he yell for help?
He did. Everybody thought that he was singing an encore.
When you talk sense, Norman is a great singer. He studies opera. He spent the last 15 years on Faust.
Norman spent 15 years on Faust?
Mm-hmm.
And why have you been lying to me, Abbott?
What do you mean lying to you?
For the last 15 years, you've been telling me that who is on Faust and what is on Faust.
No. Don't be silly. You don't know the first thing about music. You don't even know how many kinds of notes there are.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Name the different notes.
Well, there's wall notes, B notes, cocoa notes, cashew notes.
Cut that out.
I'm talking about musical notes. For instance, how many notes do you find in a bar?
How many notes do I find in a bar?
That's right.
My mother won't let me go into those places.
Look, a bar is a measure of music, and every bar gives you a full measure.
What?
Every bar gives you a full measure.
Not in Abbott's backstage bar, they don't. That is the home of short beers.
No, never mind that, Costello. In order to be a singer, you must be able to read notes. Matty Melnick, please, will you hand me a sheet of music? Thanks. Now, Costello, tell me.
You didn't hand you nothing.
All right.
What do you think with dopes and radio? All right, Matty Miles, hand me a sheet of music now. It says on the paper, he didn't give you nothing.
Now, Costello, tell me what you see on that sheet.
Not until you get the sheet of music from Matty. That's fine.
Now, tell me what you see on that sheet of paper.
Take a good look. What do I see? I see a bunch of flies sitting on a fence.
No. Those are notes. Matty Melnick wrote this music.
Did he write it in bars?
Personally, Matty wrote this. He wrote this song in 32 bars.
32 bars he wrote the music. No wonder his music is so staggering.
Now, Costello.
He should know better than to write music in bars. Why don't he do his cutting up at home like other musicians?
Now, wait a minute, Costello. Matty Melnick is a great songwriter. Mm-hmm. I was with Matty last night when he wrote a song in four flats.
In four flats?
Yeah, certainly.
You guys sure get around, don't you?
No, you idiot. Four flats is the key. In the key the song is written in. Matty used the key of four flats.
Matty Melnick has the key to four flats?
That's right.
Does his wife know about this?
When I say Matty wrote a song in four flats, I don't mean the kind of flats you live in. I mean the kind of flats you play in. And the number of flats gives you the key. And Matty's key is four flats or eight flats.
Oh, you mean the flats that Matty plays in ain't the kind of flat he lives in because the key of the flat he plays in is four flats and the flat he lives in has nothing to do with the other four flats?
Now, you've got it.
Now, I've got it. I didn't even know what I'm talking about. Abbott, you've got a lot of nerve discussing these subjects with me. Why, I have to be an opera star. I'll never forget my first concert in Carnegie Hall. The house was packed with Mink and Ehrman.
It was?
I wish there had been some people there.
What did you sing?
An old Western ballad that I wrote myself entitled, Who Spilled the Beer on the Stove or Foam on the Range?
Well, if you're such a good singer, why don't you sing something right now?
Okay, I will.
Lady Mary, will you get up? She said, Mother, I'm not able. Her mother said, you've got to get up. We need the sheet for the table.
Costello, that was horrible.
Yeah, Costello, if you really want to sing on this program, why don't you take some lessons? Now, my piano player is a great vocal coach. Come on over here, Herbert.
Just a minute.
Just a minute, Malnick. This guy is a vocal teacher?
Yes, I am, Costello. When I get through teaching you singing, you'll never forget me either. I'll be the light of your life. I'll be the light of your soul. Put on your hat. The light is standing in my face.
Shame on you, Costello. You trying to insinuate that Herbert is bald?
Take a gander at that age here, Abbott. This guy wasn't born. He was hatched.
No, never mind him, Herbert. Do you think you can teach Costello how to sing?
I should be able to. I taught Lassie how to sing.
Lassie was a dog. You're a human?
Now, for the first lesson, Costello, remember, the voice has got to be brought up from the diaphragm. You know where your diaphragm is? I haven't worn one of those things since I was a baby.
No, no.
Will you pay attention? I'm going to teach you now. Your voice must be brought up from the diaphragm through the larynx up here, see? Now, down here is your diaphragm. Now, follow me. See? I place my hand down here on your diaphragm. You got it? Then I move it up to your larynx, up here, see, through the esophagus. Then my hand goes up and down, larynx, diaphragm, esophagus, esophagus, larynx, diaphragm, esophagus, up and... What's the matter? What are you laughing about? Are you ticklish?
Only around the frying pan.
No. That's the diaphragm. Now, you've got a very, very magnificent voice. Costello, you have a magnificent voice.
Tickle me, brother.
You've got a good, good voice, but you got to bring it out. You got to have full, round tone. Now, I want you to sing the vowels O and E together, like O-E, O-E, O-E. Come on. Oi, no, no, faster. Oi, 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 faster. Oi, oi, oi,
oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi, oi.
How long do I have to do that? Just keep it up till the rest of the pigs catch up with you. Now, come on, stop stalling now. Come on. Bring out the boy. Sing. Come on, sing. Come on, bring it out. Come on, bring it out. Bring out the boy. Bring it out. Bring out your voice. Go ahead. Bring out your voice.
Give your hands away and I'll bring it up. Oh.
You don't breathe right. Come on. Inhale. Inhale.
What?
I'd like to see you inhale.
I'd like to see you inhale with my hand over your mouth.
No, 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 no. Look, I want you to breathe for me. Come on.
I'm having trouble breathing for myself here.
Don't you understand? I'm trying to develop your voice. It's very simple. Remember the ancient Greek philosophers? You read history in books. The ancient Greeks, they used to sing, they developed their voice. They put pebbles in their mouth, like Demosthenes. You remember?
What book?
Pebbles in their mouth, the great orator. Now, we don't have pebbles, but I have some crackers here. Now, look. You see? We'll sing through the crackers. You put the crackers in your mouth like this, see? Now, watch this. Right through the crackers. Mm-hmm. Now. Simple? Do you see what I mean, Costello?
I can't see anything. You blew the crackers right in my porch.
All right, now you go ahead.
You want me to sing?
I want you to sing through the crackers.
You want me to sing Pagliacci with crackers in my mouth?
That's right.
Okay, brother.
That's it. Now chew them up nice.
I'm gonna chew up plenty of them. Don't worry.
That's fine. Now you got that. Now sing it.
I've got a mouthful right now, brother. Go ahead. Now sing for you. That's it. You know you've got white stretches.
Those are the crackers you blew in my face.
I want you to listen to what my mama taught.
What your mother taught you? Go ahead, let me see it.
Well, where I get the money?
What did your mother teach you?
Here's what my mama teach me. Peter, Piper, pick the pack of pebbles, in my eyes.
And that's only half the fun, folks. Just as many laughs yet to come. But first, listen to this. Friends, is this the mental picture you have of the western part of our country? Great majors with cactus growing wildly, beautiful sunsets, wide ranges, the howl of coyotes, men riding the range on handsome steeds. Well, that mental picture is right in focus. But if you think of the brawling street fights, men walking about with six-shooters and handlebar, mustachioed, rough-riding desperadoes, You're dreaming of the old West. Today's West is new, modern. Even its methods of capturing its criminals are strictly 20th century, as The Sheriff's Show proves every Friday night over most of these same ABC stations. Yes, the sheriff, Mark Chase, is a modern sleuth in modern, everyday dress, and he uses scientific methods to track down those who break the law. Even the lawbreakers of the West today are the modern, sleek crooks and murderers you'll find in any big city, east or west. So, for 30 minutes of wonderful Western adventure, don't miss hearing The Sheriff's Show when it's on the air tomorrow night over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back to ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Hurry up, Costello. We're on in just a second.
That's right, Abbott, but here's a small place to show off Susan Miller. Let's get her to sing a song.
Okay, Costello. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our singing star, Susan Miller, with the music of Matty Malnick.
The ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts to see. I've met a gang of roomy gals who would do it all right till you came on the scene. You flew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabout. Well, baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too. So naturally, I've got my job. Got them dropping by the wayside. A feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you got a long way to go. Don't you smile and say, baby, see it my way. I've seen it. Nothing. Honey, all through, nothing you can do. I mean it.
Costello, come back here into the studio. What are you doing out there in the alley fighting with all those kids?
Well, it ain't my fault, Abbott. Just after doing my same trouble detective series on a year, I become so famous that I have to fight with the kids over my autograph.
Were you fighting with those kids over your autograph?
Why? They don't want to take it.
Oh, let's cut out this nonsense, Costello. What case are you going to do your same trouble detective case for tonight?
It's one of my most famous cases. I call it the Fish Market Murder, or They Killed Him Just for the Halibut.
Now, the makers of Scrapple Shaving Cream present Sam Shovel, Private Detective. Scrapple does away with shaving altogether. No brush, no lather. Just rub Scrapple Shaving Cream on your face. Your whiskers grow inside your mouth, and you can bite them off. Scientific laboratory tests prove that more doctors smoke Scrapple than any other shaving cream. Men, enter the Scrapple Shaving Cream $50,000 cash prize contest. It's called Start the Music. Here's all you have to do. Get a 35-piece orchestra together in your home. Have them start playing. And if we call you and we guess what they're playing, you send us $50,000. And now to the adventures of Sam Shovel, Private Detective.
Hey,
Yes, I'm Sam Shovel. Sam Shovel, private detective. People ask me how I became a detective. I guess it came natural. I've always liked to follow people. When I was a kid, I always followed girls. I don't know why I did it. Now I'm growing up, and it's different. I know why I did it. Things are quiet in my little office, so I decided to brush my teeth. I remember my dentist's advice. Brush the back of your teeth. So I brushed the back of my teeth the hard way. The hard way. I stick the toothbrush through my ear. I walk over to the pencil sharpener on the wall and start turning the handle. I realize I have forgotten something. Taking my long, pointy finger out of the sharpener, I go to my desk to get a pencil. It's mighty warm in my little office. I'm perspiring, so I mop my brow. Putting the mop back in the bucket, I realize it's time for lunch. I take a Charlotte Russe out of my lunchbox. I had just finished the Russe, settled down to enjoying Charlotte. Then the phone rang. Hello?
This is Muggsy Mulligan speaking. I'm coming over to get you, Bulldog Drummond.
My name ain't Bulldog Drummond. It's Sam Shovel.
Oh, change your name, eh, Bulldog? Ain't this Walnut 8841?
No, it's Granite 9903.
Oh, change your number, eh, Bulldog? Is your office still in the Tower Building?
No, it's in the Star Building.
Oh, change your address, eh, Bulldog? Well, I'm coming over there and rip off your clothes. I'll tear off your coat. I'll tear off your shirt. I'll tear off your long red underwear.
I don't wear long red underwear.
Oh, change your underwear, eh, Bulldog?
Times like this, I wish my pal, Lieutenant Abbott of the Homicide Squad, was here. All right. Brushed my teeth too hard. Lieutenant Abbott is the cop who solved the famous Hollywood jewel robbery case. He solved it the hard way. The hard way. He confessed.
Hello, Sam Shovel.
It's my buddy, Lieutenant Abbott. I think he's worried. He's wrinkling his brow and screwing up his face. He don't have to wrinkle his brow. His face is screwed up the way it is.
Sam, this is the filthiest looking office I've ever seen. What is that lump lying on the floor in that corner?
That's a man. He's been lying on the floor in that corner for 5 days. I think he's dead.
What makes you think he's dead?
When I dust him, he don't wiggle.
Sam, who is that beautiful girl in that picture on your desk?
Lieutenant, that gorgeous creature is a Pasadena society girl. I remember the day I met her. I could tell she was an aristocrat. She had class and breeding. Bowing low, I softly said to her, "Cigar?"
What did she say?
Thanks. I'll smoke it after dinner.
Look, Sam. Somebody threw a rock through the window.
I'll examine the window. This is worse than I thought.
What is it?
The window is broken on both sides.
Look, Sam. What does the note say?
It says if you two guys are smart, you'll start traveling right away.
Who's it signed by?
The Santa Fe Railroad.
Are you Sam Shovel?
I looked up. The most beautiful girl I'd ever seen was standing in the doorway. I spoke. Yes, I'm Sam Shovel.
Sam Shovel, you took my father up the river. You took my uncle up the river. You took my brother up the river.
So what?
Sam, have you still got your canoe?
I walked over to her.
Papa, if you come one step closer to me, I'll let you have it.
Honey, I got a good mind to let you give it to me.
Sam Shovel, you're a brave detective. I like Felix, Ned. Come to my arms, Sam. I'll give you a kiss that'll make your head spin. Come here.
Sam. Sam. Did her kiss make your head spin? Sam, is there anything I can do for you?
Call my mother and tell her that whirling Sam won't be home for dinner.
Enough of this nonsense. Miss, why have you come to Sam Shovel's office?
There are two mugs who are trying to kill me. I live in a big house all alone. And I want you, Sam Shovel, to guard me. Sam, you can stay in the garage and guard me while I'm in the house.
I'll take the key.
Sam, you really? Don't you realize that those two mugs find you in the garage? They're liable to kill you.
They find me in the garage, I deserve to get killed. Lieutenant Abbott talked me out of handling the case of Millie the Magnificent Murder. I'm alone again in my little detective office. I glance at the headlines in the papers. Three crooks wanted in Los Angeles. I thought they had enough crooks in Los Angeles. I get all kinds of cases in this detective office. Last week I investigated the case of Hagemeyer the banker. He committed suicide. He was sitting at his desk when suddenly he dived out of the window. His secretary was killed, too. It happened so fast he didn't have time to get off his lap.
Sam, I got here just in time. I found this guy hanging around outside of your office.
Hey. All right, stand against that wall, you guys. Put up your hands, coppers. This time I've got you.
Better do as he says, Lieutenant Abbott. He's desperate.
Listen, you guys, I'm going to give you guys something that's been coming to you for a long time. You've been trying to duck it, but now I'm going to see that you get it.
Well, you got us cornered. Go ahead and give it to us.
Get him out of here!
Now, before Abbott and Costello have their final split, we'll bring you one more thought on this subject.
The days of the glorified gangster are over. The mess of the glamour of crime has been punctured to show not only that crime doesn't pay, but it's also a pretty unhappy and drab existence for anyone. No program proves this better than This Is Your FBI. Each official Friday night program shows how determinedly agents of the FBI start out to get their man on what, at first, might seem an unbreakable case. Recently, FBI men have been visiting towns throughout America talking to groups of teenagers. These meetings, designed to combat juvenile delinquency, have created interest and enthusiasm among their youthful friends. At each one, a member of the FBI explains the workings of the organization. A behind-the-scenes FBI movie is shown. Firearms are demonstrated. And for the dramatic story of the country's outstanding crime-breaking group, here, This Is Your FBI Friday night when it's on the air over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back for a final word from ABC's Abbott and Costello Show.
Costello, you ought to give up trying to be a detective. You wouldn't know a crook if you saw one.
Oh, no? Well, how about that fiend that ran loose to get the park last night? He got all the women's tips and stole their purses with the money.
Double crime, hit you and took the money. That guy is all of his stuff with him.
Do you think they ought to get back the money?
Oh, good night, folks.
Remember, the Abbott and Costello Show is heard weekly on Thursday nights now. So listen again next Thursday evening for another great Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Charles Vance. So good night for now from Abbott and Costello. But remember, there's lots of good listening for the rest of the evening on this same ABC station.